Bert Stedman has always been a numbers man. That's why Governor Frank Murkowski appointed him to the Senate 10 years ago. His defiance of his own party's signature legislation this session was more mathematical than political. Stedman told the Sitka Chamber that the costs of extracting oil from Alaska's legacy fields, Prudhoe Bay and Kuparuk, were high but not uneconomic, about $30 a barrel. Given the price of oil, he couldn't make sense of the billion-dollar-plus annual tax break.
Oil today is at $100. You don't need to move $1.7 billion. It doesn't fix anything. So it was, in my opinion, quite a gift to the industry. And they have not come forward and expressed any definitive terms on or timelines on what they're going to actually produce.
The Parnell administration and even Stedman's own Republican majority frequently contrast declining production in Alaska with current booms in North Dakota and Texas. The economics of producing oil in the developing world were also debated this session. Stedman pointed out that Alaska had the only publicly owned superfields in the country. Oil development in the lower 48 was taking place in areas where mineral rights are privately owned. As for the Third World, Stedman said the costs of obtaining oil in Arctic Alaska were high, but there were advantages.
We don't have revolutions, so you got to recognize that. We have a stable judiciary branch. You got to take care of that. We've got shipping transportation across the Pacific that can be protected by our U.S. Navy. We don't have to go through choke points. You got to take into account that. You certainly have to take into account one of the top 10 most prolific oil fields on the planet. This is not North Dakota.
Stedman said Alaska's North Slope could be producing for generations. A citizen initiative to repeal SB 21 is already in the signature-gathering stage with the hope of having a question on the ballot for the August primary election in 2014. Although the initiative is the brainchild of Democrats hoping to put the unpopular tax breaks before voters, Stedman is on board.
I'm going to sign that thing if it comes around. That's my opinion of it.
Beyond the math, Stedman is concerned about the impact the loss of over $1 billion a year in revenues will mean for the state. He said Rail Belt legislators were circling the wagons and had no incentive to back issues important to coastal areas, like the Alaska Marine Highway. He and four other senators from the Republican Majority Caucus organized a new caucus around coastal communities this year. Five doesn't sound like a big coalition, but in Alaska's 20-member Senate, it's enough.
Well, once you have five, and there's 15 in the majority, it doesn't take a mathematician to figure out you can't get to 11. So to move something without one of the coastal caucus members agreeing and moving on with that issue. So that changed the dialogue internally within the Senate. Changed their attitudes, quite frankly.
Stedman says the reduction in oil revenues will force the state into deficit spending for several years, drawing down its $16 billion in reserves. As money gets tight, he expects the Coastal Caucus will ensure that rural and urban areas share the pain equally.
So as this group coalesces and comes together, you'll see some of our rural issues on the table, or we'll just hopefully start blocking and shutting down the system.
Stedman said he'll continue to push for funding the Blue Lake Dam expansion in Sitka, primarily through working with the Alaska Energy Authority, a driving course at the Public Safety Academy, the Mount Edgecombe Swimming Pool, and a road to Catlin Bay all remain priorities for him. Stedman's financial discipline and ability to cross party lines on major issues seemed welcome by the Sitka Chamber. Asked by an audience member if he would ever consider running for governor, he replied, "The Republican Party is heavily dominated by oil service industry contributions." That pretty much puts it in a nutshell. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.